gets at least funny once in a while. I read a lot of classical books, like The Return of the Native and all, and I like them, and I read a lot of war books and mysteries and all, but they don't knock me out too much. What really knocks me out is a book that when you're all done reading it, you wish the author that wrote it was a terrific friend of yours, and you could call him up on the phone whenever you felt like it. That doesn't happen much, though. I wouldn't mind calling this Isaac Dinesen up, and ring Lardner, except that D.B. told me he's dead. You take that book of human bondage by Somerset Maugham, though. I read it last summer. It's a pretty good book and all, but I wouldn't want to call Somerset Maugham up. I don't know, he just isn't the kind of guy I'd want to call up, that's all. I'd rather call old Thomas Hardy up. I like that Eustacia Vye. Anyway, I put on my new hat and sat down and started reading that book out of Africa. I'd read it already, but I wanted to read certain parts over again. I'd only read about 3 pages, though, when I heard somebody coming through the shower curtains. Even without looking up, I knew right away who it was. It was Robert Ackley, this guy that roomed right next to me. There was a shower right between every 2 rooms in our wing, and about 85 times a day, old Ackley barged in on me. He was probably the only guy in the whole dorm, besides me, that wasn't down at the game. He hardly ever went anywhere. He was a very peculiar guy. He was a senior, and he'd been at Pensy the whole 4 years and all, but nobody ever called him anything except Ackley. Not even Herb Gale, his own roommate, ever called him Bob or even Ack. If he ever gets married, his own wife will probably call him Ackley. He was one of these very, very tall, round-shouldered guys. He was about 6'4", with lousy teeth. The whole time he roomed next to me, I never even once saw him brush his teeth. They always looked mossy and awful. He damn near made you sick if you saw him in the dining room with his mouth full of mashed potatoes and peas or something. Besides that, he had a lot of pimples, not just on his forehead or his chin, like most guys, but all over his whole face. And not only that, he had a terrible personality. He was also sort of a nasty guy. I wasn't too crazy about him, to tell you the truth. I could feel him standing on the shower ledge right behind my chair, taking a look to see if Stradlater was around. He hated Stradlater's guts, and he never came in the room if Stradlater was around. He hated everybody's guts damn near. He came down off the shower ledge and came in the room. "Hi," he said. He always said it like he was terrifically bored or terrifically tired. He didn't want you to think he was visiting you or anything. He wanted you to think he'd come in by mistake, for God's sake. "Hi," I said, but I didn't look up from my book. With a guy like Ackley, if you looked up from your book, you were a goner. You were a goner anyway, but not as quick if you didn't look up right away. He started walking around the room, very slow and all, the way he always did, picking up your personal stuff off your desk and chiffonier. He always picked up your personal stuff and looked at it. Boy, could he get on your nerves sometimes. "How was the fencing?" he said. "You just wanted me to quit reading and enjoying myself. You didn't give a damn about the fencing." "We win, or what?" he said. "Nobody won," I said, without looking up, though. "Why?" he said. He always made you say everything twice. "Nobody won," I said. I sneaked a look to see what he was fiddling around with on my chiffonier. He was looking at this picture of this girl I used to go around with in New York, Sally Hayes. He must have picked up that goddamn picture and looked at it at least 5,000 times since I got it. He always put it back in the wrong place, too, when he was finished. He did it on purpose. You could tell. "Nobody won," he said. "How come?" I left the goddamn foils and stuff on the subway. I still didn't look up at him. "On the subway, for Christ's sake. You lost them, you mean?" We got on the wrong subway. I had to keep getting up to look at a goddamn map on the wall. He came over and stood right in my light. "Hey," I said, "I've read this same sentence about 20 times since you came in." Anybody else except Ackley would have taken the goddamn hint. Not him, though. Think they'll make you pay for 'em? He said. I don't know, and I don't give a damn. How about sitting down or something, Ackley Kid? You're right in my goddamn light. He didn't like it when you called him Ackley Kid. He was always telling me I was a goddamn kid because I was 16 and he was 18. It drove him mad when I called him Ackley Kid. He kept standing there. He was exactly the kind of a guy that wouldn't get out of your light when you asked him to. He'd do it, finally, but it took him a lot longer if you asked him to. What the hell are you reading? He said. Goddamn book. He shoved my book back with his hand so that he could see the name of it. Any good? He said. This sentence I'm reading is terrific. I can be quite sarcastic when I'm in the mood. He didn't get it, though. He started walking around the room again, picking up all my personal stuff and Stradlater's. Finally, I put my book down on the floor. He couldn't read anything with a guy like Ackley around. It was impossible. I slid way the hell down in my chair and watched old Ackley making himself at home. I was feeling sort of tired from the trip to New York and all, and I started yawning. Then I started horsing around a little bit. Sometimes I horse around quite a lot just to keep from getting bored. What I did was, I pulled the old peak of my hunting hat around to the front, then pulled it way down over my eyes. That way, I couldn't see a goddamn thing. I think I'm going blind, I said in this very hoarse voice. Mother, darling, everything's getting so dark in here. You're nuts, I swear to God, Ackley said. Mother, darling, give me your hand. Why won't you give me your hand? For Christ's sake, grow up. I started groping around in front of me like a blind guy, but without getting up or anything. I kept saying, Mother, darling.